Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Suit challenges plans to destroy prairie dog colony. A coalition of conservation groups has filed a suit to block plans to destroy one of the largest black-tailed prairie dog colonies in the Southwest. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, Defenders of Wildlife, the Humane Society of the United States, and others charged that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality improperly approved a plan by the city of Lubbock, Texas, to eradicate up to 50,000 prairie dogs in a misdirected effort to address the city's growing groundwater problems. The colony on the Lubbock land application site has been at the heart of a statewide controversy since June, when the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality declared that prairie dogs were a threat to groundwater underneath the site and ordered their removal. In September, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department fired off a critical letter stating that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality admitting having no evidence that prairie dogs were creating problems at the Lubbock land application site and asked the agency to revise its notice of violation to the city. To date, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has ignored these pleas, along with multiple attempts by local conservation organizations to suggest alternative plans that would not threaten prairie dog populations. The suit, filed in Travis County Superior Court, cites the absence of scientific study to support the plan and demands a halt to the prairie dog removal action. When the gas clears and there are 200,000 pounds of dead prairie dogs on the ground, Lubbock's water will still be polluted, said Texas Pier Director Scott Reuter. We hope that this lawsuit will force the city to admit that 14 million gallons of wastewater dumped daily is the true contamination source. Black-tailed prairie dogs are considered a candidate species for listing under the Endangered Species Act. 3 years ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided that full threatened species protection for the dogs was warranted but precluded, meaning that while scientific data justifies the listing, the agency did not have the resources to do so. Large-scale eradication efforts have imperiled the black-tailed prairie dog in Texas. More than 150 species of plants and wildlife are associated with black-tailed prairie dogs, and many of these are declining as well. We thank the Environment News Service for this story. U.S. Department of Agriculture inspector arrested for illegal wildlife imports. A U.S. Department of Agriculture inspector has been charged with illegally imported protecting wildlife. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service special agents have arrested Wahab Omotayo Alaga, an American citizen originally from Nigeria, for allegedly importing protected birds in violation of federal law. Alaga was arrested at his job as a USDA inspector at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. According to court documents, Alaga brought 6 African gray parrots into the United States in early March from Nigeria without a valid export permit required for importing the birds. He obtained the birds from relatives who took them from nests shortly after the birds hatched. Records show that Alaga brought 9 gray singing finches into this country in 1998, also without a valid permit. As a U.S. Department of Agriculture inspector, also known as a plant protection and quarantine officer, Alaga handled bird shipments and had training and regulations governing bird importation into this country, according to court documents. Alaga has been charged with violating the Lacey Act and making false statements to a law enforcement officer. The Lacey Act prohibits, among other actions, illegal transport or commerce in wildlife protected by U.S. or foreign laws. The maximum penalty for a felony conviction for either violation is 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy, send the-